Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
Hello and welcome to another episode of At the Organ. My name is Brent Johnson. It's Sunday again, June 10th, 2012 to be exact. Today I'm in Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in St. Louis County, and I'm joined by Jeffrey White, organist here at the church. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to At the Organ.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
In our last two episodes, we heard from American Guild of Organists President Eileen Gunther, and in the first episode, she briefly mentioned the certification offered by the Guild for organists. Well, just this past week here in St. Louis, the exams for the associate level took place. Jeff, you had a test back in May for the colleague level, correct?
That is correct. It was on May 11th.
Tell us about that process. What's the test like?
Well, it actually isn't as scary as one might think, especially if you're prepared for it. We have several pieces to choose from out of three different groups, and I picked the ones that I thought I would have the easiest time with, to be quite honest, because why add a lot of extra pressure to yourself? And I really kind of enjoyed the process of learning something new and having a purpose for it. I just completed my master's program in church music in 2009, and I had to prepare a recital for that. So even though I love preparing music for Sunday worship, it was kind of neat to have something extra to prepare for.
So the certificate was just sort of another goal along the way.
Exactly. I personally feel you can never stop learning, and there's always ways to improve oneself. And honestly, between the master's program and the certificate attempt anyway, I feel that it's given me a lot more confidence to be the church musician, even though I've been doing this for a number of years.
We should say we still don't know the results of the exam. You took it back in May, and it's just a playing exam that's recorded and sent off to the National Office for Adjudication, correct?
That is correct. We recorded on May 11th at Christ Church Cathedral downtown, which was a wonderful instrument to play on. There was a part two to that test, which required some preparation. They allow you 20 minutes prior to the exam to prepare. There was a transposition test where you had to play an unfamiliar hymn melody up a step and down a step from its original key. And during that 20 minutes, you could practice it in the original key. There was also a sight reading section where you read, I think it was 8 measures or so of a passage that you had been sight unseen. They're not allowed to show you that until the actual exam takes place. There was also a hymn harmonization, which I found a lot of fun, since I frequently will reharmonize a hymn as I'm playing it for worship. And so I was able to prepare that as well.
So these are skills then they want you to reinforce, not just organ playing, not just literature, but actual hymn accompaniment and skills you would use in a Sunday service, correct?
Precisely.
What pieces did you choose to prepare for this?
Well, I chose, the first section had two Bach pieces, one of which was, I think, I had to look back, but I think they're one of the Schiebler chorales, but I opted to go with the Fantasia in C minor, BWV 537. Ironically, it was kind of funny because two levels above the CAGO level, the colleague level, and the fellowship, there was the Toccata in F major, BWV 540, and I actually had to learn that for my master's program, so I thought it was kind of funny that I had one two levels above what I was attempting. I also chose a piece by Wilbur Held, Simple Gifts, which is published by Concordia Publishing House, and the third one was At Christmastide, which is one of the occasional preludes by Charles Stanford.
Thank you. When did you decide to start preparing for this exam?
Actually, it's a little bit of a funny story, Brent, because I was my day job is in the technical IT world, and I was considering going for my MBA degree from Webster University, and I actually was enrolled and everything, and I suddenly decided I didn't really want to do that, so I dropped out of that, and I thought I really want to focus my energies on the music world. I do this at Holy Trinity on a part-time basis, and so I thought I really want to make that more important, because while I get paid for my day job to pay the bills, church music really is my passion and what I'd like to do.
Well, aside from preparing the material that you're going to play, what else is required physically to get enrolled in this program and get started?
It's actually quite simple. There was a fee, which was $150, that had to be sent into the National Guild. They will then send you a packet of information with some forms that you do need to fill out. You'd select which pieces you're going to do. There's also two hymns that you have to play, which was kind of fun because you get to pick out from this booklet that they send you, as if you were playing it for a congregation during the recording of the exam. And then they send you the information, a very detailed book about what takes place at certain times. And they not only include what's required of the candidate, but they also of the proctor and the coordinators. So you get to see the whole process as a full picture and know exactly what's going to happen. And there was little surprises. By the time I got to the exam on May 11th, I was very comfortable and very relaxed. And it helped that I know the person who did the proctoring. Though there was no influence from her, she simply did what she was supposed to do. But it was a very comforting presence in the room. I was very amazed that during the recording, I actually was very relaxed and comfortable.
Well, let's listen to some of your playing. This is the Fantasia in C minor by Johann Sebastian Bach.
Thank you.
You're listening to At the Organ.
Today we're at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in St. Louis County talking to Jeff White, an organist who just completed the examinations for the colleague certificate offered by the American Guild of Organists. Jeff, tell us about the organ that we're hearing here today at the church.
Certainly. This is was built in 1986. It was designed by Dr. Paul Bunges from Concordia University, Chicago. It is 29 ranks, and actually we're kind of excited here with Holy Trinity because we actually just completed two of the prepared ranks. There were two that were left out because at the time that they built the new sanctuary, funds ran a little short, as they tend to do, building projects tend to do, and so there were two ranks left out. So we added the Gemshorn to the choir manual and a 4-foot reed in the pedal. In addition to that, it's two manuals. It's voiced in the Northern German traditions. We do have a website. It's www.htlutheran.org, and there is an organ link out there, so you get to see a picture of the instrument. It actually is a very beautifully designed instrument for the room. I'm told by the members of the church when I took this position that the sanctuary was built around the organ acoustically. So it's a fun instrument to play, and if you ever have any questions, feel free to email me anytime.
What would you tell anyone that's interested in trying to go for this certificate or any certificate from the Guild?
Just that I would encourage anybody who's giving any kind of thought to going for the certificate to go ahead and try it. I mean, granted, it does require a little bit of a financial output from our own pocket, but I think that in general, it's a good thing to do because it gives you some sense of not satisfaction, but gives you builds confidence inside of you. I mean, I always felt, being amongst my colleagues, that because I didn't have a bachelor's degree in music, that maybe I was less than capable. But throughout this whole process of getting the master's degree in church music and also trying for the certificate level, it's giving me that sense of accomplishment and also just ability that I do possess this great gift from God, and I'm just so grateful to have it.
Well, Jeff, thanks for joining me today on At the Organ. I do hope you'll let us know the results of your exam when they come in. And thank you to our listeners for joining us today. Before we go, I want to remind you that you can hear our interview with AGO President Eileen Gunther in our last two episodes on our website, attheorgan.com. There you'll also find links to our Twitter feed and our new Facebook page. On both of those, you can receive daily updates about events in organ history and interact with other fans of the show. I also want to say hello to our listeners who are readers of the Organ subreddit on reddit.com. If you haven't discovered Reddit and you'd like to find a place to meet and share with other fans of organ music, visit the Organ subreddit. We'll include a link on our website so you can find it. We'll also link to Holy Trinity Church and to the AGO certification requirements. We've been busy working on some upcoming episodes, and as we're doing it, we'd love to hear your input. Tell us what you thought of our past shows, this shows, or who you'd like to hear on At the Organ. You can email us anytime at info@attheorgan.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Brent Johnson, and I'll meet you here next week at The Organ.
You've been listening to At The Organ, a weekly look at the art and music of the classical organ. We'd love to hear your comments about the show. Send your email to info@attheorgan.com, or just go to our website where you can comment on the show. There you can also hear this week's show again or find back episodes. The address is attheorgan.com. At the Organ is a production of the Organ Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.